The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Lane.
And I'm Ez, and tonight we're sniffing the night breeze as we discuss who would Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce be in Middle Earth?
Oh, my gosh. The Dark Lord.
Oh.
And Galadriel from Rings of Power.
Is that who?
Episode
no.
over.
No. No. You know why I did this? Look at your face. I'm going to throw this online. Look at that stash you got going. You're looking like a Travis Kelce right now. You know
I knew. Well, I didn't know this would happen. I'm glad that it's you. Like, most people this week have not. Well, the kids at school. The kids at school have been calling me Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Because, but like, I keep saying to them, I'm like, guys, I'm not. Mr. Clean doesn't have a mustache. They're like, you don't either. I'm like, oh man, something with children and facial hair changes.
Yeah.
It's a weird. Like, I remember. One of my students, one time, I shaved my beard off, right?
Yeah.
And I, at this point, I had hair. Beard off, came in, it was like a Monday or something. And they were like, Mr. Smith, you don't have glasses? And I was like, buddy, what are you talking about? You're wearing glasses. What are you doing, man? You don't have glasses? I was like, no glasses. I said, I shaved my beard. And they're like, stop it, you. You're wearing glasses. I was like, what in the heck? And so anyway, kids at school, they were calling that and some villain from, I think, Dr. Robotnik from Sonic, because he's got big mustache and he's somewhat bald. I'm like, okay, it's cool. He's a pretty boss bad guy. I'll take that.
Right.
But I did this weekend just because I've been busting out the stash kind of sort of semi-regularly. I don't know if you remember the beginning of the summer.
I had it.
Last year for a period of time, I did the stash. But I was sitting there watching Sunday Night Football thinking, gosh dang it. I was like, this is going to look like I'm chasing Travis and trying to be, you know.
Did you think that? I'm so glad I brought it up.
And I was like, I wonder if someone's going to say, oh, I even had a line ready. If someone was like, oh, hey, Mr. Smith, nice dash. What are you, Travis Kelce? I'd be like, what, he thinks he's the only cool guy who can wear a mustache? I had a line prepared. I didn't even get to use it. I could have right now.
You
caught me off guard, baby. You caught me off guard.
I'm glad I did. Because I think this caught everybody off guard. I'm sorry. You have to. I met Taylor. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know this, but I actually met Taylor Swift. At a tea party, which is backstage sort of afterwards or whatever, wore a flannel shirt, got the signed pants somewhere. She actually signed my pants, met her mom, super nice, crazy. And got a picture on Facebook to prove it, by the way. All right. So.
Hold on. Where is this? You got to find this picture. I don't think I've ever seen the actual picture.
Really?
I don't think so. Every time you told me the story, like, you can't freaking find it. You're like, oh, it's buried somewhere. Which is funny because you don't have tons of pictures on Facebook. Like, there are not lots of pictures. Can we make it the episode cover for this episode? Like, you and...
yeah, you want me to?
Okay. I would love that.
Okay.
I would love that.
All right. Man,
yeah,
holy smokes.
That would be awesome.
Okay, I'll find it. Because it was years ago. That's probably the problem. That was 2011, I think. So,
wow, that long ago.
Oh, man. Yes, absolutely. I was going into my first year of teaching. And I remember, like, they always say, you know, it's summer, you come in as a teacher, and they're sort of like, hey, share some good news from over the summer. Here I am, you're one new guy. And I was like, wow, met Taylor Swift over the summer, and everyone's like,
sign my pants.
Sign my
pants.
I mean, everyone's like, are you serious right now? Is the new guy really trying to come in here with Taylor Swift cred?
Yeah, that's because, I mean, she's been big for 20 years now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, no, 20. Since we were schoolers, right?
She was a absolute teenager. She is 2 years younger than me.
Okay, so. That's what I thought that it was like, because I remember growing up and being in high school and it being like Taylor Swift was she was brand new. But then I forgot that we were also in our 30s, so that was like 20 years ago.
Right.
So where did you see her?
That was at Nationwide Arena. And
holy cow. Dude, and she saw you and pointed you out, right? Tell the full story.
Okay.
People want to hear this.
Okay. I mean, obviously Taylor doesn't remember every person she's ever met or you know, what happened.
Fair enough.
Every experience. Probably. I mean, look at all the tours. This was years ago, right? But she's doing the love story thing where she goes around in this basket in the stadium or whatever, and she's elevated. I'm there with you know what? I didn't think I'd do it, but I was out there with my buddy Mike. I'll just go full disclosure, full story here, okay? Back in the day, we were in, you know, orchestra together. Lane was in orchestra with us back in the day, you know? We're musical guys.
Yep.
And I was like, sure, we'll go. And I mean, we went nuts. I had never gone to a concert, really. Nothing big like this ever. And I go in, and he's like, we got the flannel shirt on. I got some, like, cut-up jeans. Looked like I was straight out of the 90s, you know? And this was, again, 2011. I was clashing with everything and everyone there.
But you were ahead of the times, because that's in now.
It's in now, right?
And it was when we were kids. So, yeah, it makes sense.
So
you're timeless.
Crazy. And we're there. Yeah. And at one point, we've got, like, you know, you've got the white shirt underneath the flannel, you know, but the flannel comes off, and you're just like, you're swinging it around. We're at the club level. We're going crazy. And I mean, we're singing, and I remember, because he said to me, you need to know every lyric to every song. When we go in here, we're singing this at the top of our lungs. So, like, for weeks, I was just learning Taylor Swift songs, just like, all right, you know, I'm going to go have fun with this. It's my first big concert. It's crazy. Let's go for it. And she's coming around the basket. We'd already made enough sort of, like, noise there. And as she's coming by, she hits that, like, I forget where it is, but she's, like, pointing into the crowd as she's going. She's, like, going by like this, you know, and pointing. And we make kind of, like, finger point gestures right back as the basket's coming by the club level. And so there we are staring her down, singing it, you know, word for word. And all I know is afterwards she then goes and does her thing and goes back on stage for the next song. I think we're getting kicked out because did we have a beverage or two? We did. All right, Mary and Pippin did. We were there, Green Dragon before, and so I'm sitting there and I'm paranoid, you know, because I was raised in an old fashioned Baptist home, so I thought, oh man, you're not allowed to be out here doing this. This is bad, and I'm a heathen. And all of a sudden, like these flashlights come over, they get in our face or whatever. They call us over, and I was like, oh, we're out of here. They're throwing us out, man.
We're out. Yeah,
they're throwing us out, and literally, it was Taylor's mom, and she said to Mike, she said, do you guys want to go to the tea party? And I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was like, is somebody smoking something? I don't know. What's a what's a tea party? I have no idea what this is. And Mike about passed out. He about passed out.
Yeah, because he knew. Right.
He knew. Yeah. And so then, like, is this your buddy? And then they literally said, no more nothing. No more beverages, no nothing. Just cut off. We will check you before you come in. And then boom. Wristband. Lane, you would not believe the people who came clamoring down to us to pay us cash money for these things. They had cash. They had a checkbook. They would have paid almost anything to get in.
Crazy.
Girls were crying and stuff. And
you
should have
charged them 10 grand. You should have found the richest kid there.
Bro, I could have paid off my student loans years ago. I was like, I just didn't think about it. Anyway, absolutely crazy because she's – and I got to say this too. Everybody
– oh, gosh, man.
I have – you know, all the celebrities out there, she has not – I'm just going to say this. You have a lot of celebrity drama. You know, people get into drugs. They get into different things. Then things happen or there's whatever. She's got her own drama, which is what she writes about in her songs, right?
Right.
But for the most part, is a very stand-up, I think, pretty good role model. And parents and kids are like, okay, she's nice. She does intimate concerts or whatever. Her mom was super sweet. And so for a superstar on that level, it's pretty impressive that she's done what she's done over the years and not been in some crazy controversy or whatever. You know, I know there's things because she's winning awards and, you know, there's competition and stuff like that. But still, overall, like I say the same thing about LeBron James. You know what I mean? LeBron James has kept clean and been you know, good dude for all those years.
She seems to me like the – and can't believe I'm going to get. Like, my stuff with her is very petty. We're going to get into that, I'm sure, this episode. But my stuff is very petty. And I've actually, it's so funny that we're talking about this, because I've been thinking about this a lot, because it's got Sarah jazzed up. She loves the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Last year when we divorced ourselves from the Cleveland Browns, we were like, who are we going to cheer for? And we've always loved Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He is like, have you seen that clip of when his voice turns into a, like a clip of him turns into a clip of Kenny Powers and you can't tell the difference?
No.
Oh my gosh. If you want to hear something hilarious, go check it out. But anyway, we've always loved Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce, he's an Ohio boy. He's from Cleveland Heights, man. Actually, weird connection.
No way.
This is a crazy connection, buddy. I've never told you this. So Sarah's brother Dave, still technically is. He's just in the market, but he's a strength coach for college football. Yeah. He's worked at Notre Dame. He's worked at Pitt. He's worked at Iowa State and Illinois, and started at a place close to home, Cincinnati.
Okay.
He worked at Cincinnati. He was their Olympic weight trainer and like worked with the football, the basketball team. He was there when Travis Kelce
really
played at Cincinnati. The coach, I believe, this is how the story goes. I have to ask my father-in-law, Sarah's dad, for all the details. It's a legend, right? It's a legend.
Yeah.
But Travis was going to get cut. And Sarah's brother Dave. This sounds like a fishtail, man. But Sarah's brother Dave was like, this kid's got it. You can't let this kid go.
No way. Wow.
And apparently this is something that Travis has shared with people. Like, he's the one who said, like, Dave Andrews did me a big favor. Saw something in me when other people didn't. Yeah. I think that he was kind of like in between positions, because I think he was a quarterback in high school.
Really? Okay.
I might be wrong. And then, like, he made the shift to tight end, and maybe it wasn't going. I can't remember. I don't know all the details, of course, but... I love both the Kelces. They're awesome. Yeah, like, they have a podcast. They're cool dudes.
They are.
Yeah, that's why it's called, I think that's why the podcast is called New Heights or something, because it's like a Cleveland Heights kind of play.
Okay.
But yeah, they're Ohio boys, which is cool. So anyway, Sarah's been caught up in it too. So we've been talking about it, and, I don't know where I was going with all that, but yes, it's a hot topic, man. Like, definitely.
Who do you think? I mean, so, yeah, it's a hot topic.
Who would they be?
And so, first of all, if anybody doesn't know about this, where you been? Like, what's going on?
Right, because
there are theories out there. Every news outlet is covering it. It's unbelievably wild. And
did you see his jersey sales went up 400%?
I love
it. The thing I love is, like, people are getting 87 Swifty on the back. And I'm like, I think the spelling has always been with an IE, but it's like kind of like Swift and Kelce mixed. Yeah. It's a Swift. I'm like,
that's
almost seems too good to be true, doesn't it? Kind of. Well, like the talk about the conspiracy side, you're like, okay, come on now.
Right. No, I know. This is okay. There's so much to this. I'm not going to go into all of the, you know, there's all this Taylor lore about like what she's trying to communicate in song and message into the media and the things that she's doing. She's fascinating. I think she's. I hope she's having
fun. She also have a documentary out, and it's getting a lot of commercial time for those games too.
Okay.
Oh yeah, really? Baby.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Hey. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, they're both celebrities. Yeah. They're both really they've made it and they've done their thing. And it's crazy because once upon a time those people were just like us. You know what I mean? They were just out doing their thing, and the next thing you know, boom, stardom hits. It's like Frodo Baggins leaving the Shire, baby. It's like you know, I mean, by the end of this bad boy, Aragorn's saying, like, hey, man, you bow to nobody, all right? We bow to you, all right?
Okay, I want your theory. You have to have theories so far. I gotta think. I think I'm going to get in trouble with some of them, so I'm going to try to not use.
Yeah.
Who are they? If they were in Middle Earth, who's Travis Kelce? Who is Taylor Swift?
This is a wild one, okay? I mean, first one that jumps off, like, right out for Travis Kelce, Boromir. He seems like a Boromir guy, like, just straight, ba-boom for Gondor. I know you're. I'm talking about the good Boromir. I'm talking about the Boromir that we all love. Not the one who tries to steal the ring, but like in all those flashbacks in the extended
cut. But that's coming. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
he's gonna steal another Super Bowl ring, or like what is the metaphor there?
I mean, Taylor's precious, baby. Like, he's there late at night coveting. I'm kidding. But no, because I think we have a lot of fans on our podcast who love Boromir. They're Boromir people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because he's just salt. I mean, he's just a he's for Gondor, right? He's mm-hmm. been there, yeah. and he's always wanted it to return to its glory days, and he's just a warrior. He's a warrior. Yeah. He's okay. defended
okay.
the, I mean, he's defended all of Middle-earth from Mordor. He has kept the mm-hmm. forces of dark at bay. And I'm just telling you, the more I've like you look at Travis and his brother, massive dudes. Absolutely yeah, love the tight end position, by the way. Love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Played it myself. Was not very good at it, but boy did I love it. Especially when you get down. I mean, you're in there with the big guys, and you're sort of like, what am I doing down in here? And then they split you out, and then you got that DN
like
trying to come
things.
Out. And dude, we got yeah. a Ghost 9 technique out here on my right trying to cover me, and I'm like, I'm gonna blow you up, son. Watch out here. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Boromir is the first one that kind of jumped out for him.
Okay.
And I know that's a little bit crazy. I also thought, because it depends on what kind of story this is going to be. They've yeah. just said they're friends. There's no official, like, they're dating, or do you have the other,
well,
what's going on?
I saw this, like, maybe within the last day. It's leaking out that Travis is telling his close friends that she's the one and he's in love. So
now, where is that on gossip news? What is that? Some gossip thing? Where'd you hear that from?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No source on that. That's just.
Wait, there's markings. It's some form of Elvish. I can't read it. That's, you know, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, what do you what do you believe? It's the ring calling to you. You know, it's hearing your kingly name whispered to you and being like, oh shit, I don't know what to do.
Here's something. For context, yeah. apparently he went to her concert, right? And he made
bracelet.
The wristband, right?
Yep.
And that's why I brought up, hey, you know, sorry Travis, first time I went, I got backstage, dude. I don't know what Not to one up you and go to, you know.
Does he have signed pants? I bet he has. He probably definitely has signed pants.
Well,
at this point,
could you imagine? I mean, could you imagine if Taylor Swift signed his football pants?
Did you see his ball pants? Did you see that she? I don't know if this is a rumor. She's flying around with the team.
Shut up. That's a
rumor. I don't know if it might.
I love
not be
the
true,
rumor
but,
as long as it's friendly and it's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, I saw a photo. I saw a picture. Like, of course, anything can be faked. It did not look like a fake photograph though, where she's like on a tarmac, walking right next to him in like a red sports jacket, and he's in his like travel clothes, and there's players around him.
I love it.
So either she drove and met him there, or she legit flew. The Chiefs seem like they're the kind of team who would let Taylor Swift fly around with them, though.
Absolutely.
Like, they seem like Andy Reid's a goofball. Patrick Mahomes is a good dude. Like, they just seem like it'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Come on, get him. She's a pretty girl. No, okay. She's Travis's lady. Come on, let's go. You know, it just seems like it's Kansas City. You know, she can. I've also heard that she, I think she left the game. That very first game in Kansas City where he was like, hey, I've seen you rock out Arrowhead. Why don't you come see me rock out Arrowhead? It is really cute. Like,
it
it's
is.
Very,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
new love, cute stuff. But apparently, like, she left in the car with him, and they just drove away. And it's people are like, good for Taylor. She's in Kansas City, like, BFE.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Kansas City, Travis Kelce is more of a god than she is.
True. That's probably
true. I mean, 100%. Two rings for the Chiefs. That's huge. Those people love their football. They love their Chiefs. You got Patrick Mahomes, who's his homeboy, who literally he owns part of the Royals. Did you know that? Like, he's part owner in the Royals. He was a baseball. He got drafted in the NFL too, or the MLB. Mahomes did. So anyway, they own that town, and it was probably, I would imagine, for her, like, not be able to go anywhere. Everyone talks about celebrities like that. They mm-hmm. have no freedom that way. I bet it was probably a pretty liberating night, day, whatever they did, you know, to escape and maybe not be recognized. Well, she's probably recognized, but
yeah.
Anyway,
no. Let me back up then. So if not Boromir, then
Faramir.
Someone closely related
Faramir.
To him.
I was going to say Faramir. Yeah, Faramir, he seems way more Faramir than Boromir.
Now here's the thing: he's got the Boromir build. That's where I was going.
Fair
for,
enough.
Like, the physical build.
Fair enough.
But
yeah,
he's got the Faramir kind of. Far seeing, he's got that kind of
Book Faramir, yeah,
for sure,
yeah. Because I think Book Faramir, I imagine him like bigger and wider and, you know,
yeah,
stronger,
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
more akin to like Aragorn that way. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe David Wenham. Although David Wenham's not a small guy either, I don't think. But yeah. You know.
But here's the thing. Here's what's crazy. It's sort of like, it is sort of like, I mean, I think the obvious go-to with Taylor, the obvious go-to.
Eowyn. She's Eowyn.
Well, I mean, I was going to say that works out. That's the storybook ending. And right, I think that's what everyone's wanting. I think Taylor is actually more of a Galadriel, my friend, or, you know, something off the table. Or like, since Galadriel's, you know, kind of, you know, you wouldn't know this from the Rings of Power show, but she is married. Okay. So, you know,
I'm thinking, I think maybe Eowyn's the way to go because, I mean, think of the song she could write about Aragorn.
He led me on in Rohan.
Oh, man.
Hey, I thought that he was my man. But he wasn't. He was.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a horse slut boy.
Like, I mean, come on. She could write a heartbreak song about
the filthy,
Aragorn. Who
the
knows?
The horse boys.
Wow. The filthy horse boys were gone.
There's probably like, plenty of them, as well as Aragorn, mixed in there in her life. Her
that's
life
what
story.
I'm saying. Aragorn was just the most recent one. And, like, she wasn't even really into him. She was dating him to get that song. You know, or not dating. She didn't date Aragorn. Sorry, guys. She was
You're gonna be
trying
teeing
to
off a
seduce.
Lot of T-Swift fans.
I know.
You're,
oh, I know, I know. Well, that's my that's my angle.
It. That's your that's hey, my. I'm you know pro Taylor. Just everybody knows that. Okay, that,
your team. We've talked about this before. Your team Taylor. I've always been team John.
That's unreal. I cannot believe you just said that on this episode.
Dude, you, I'm team John
because I'm tagging this Taylor Swift, and people are going to hear this, and that is unbelievable and unacceptable.
I've always
do not
been
leave
team
a negative
John.
Review on this podcast because this young man over here just decided to go ahead and destroy us. He literally just said, take everything we've done and cast it into the fire.
No. I'm team John. I mean from what was her song? Goodbye John or something like that. What was that song that she wrote about him?
Man.
And then he came out and wrote Little and it's not Little, it's called Paper Doll.
Okay.
You're like 22 girls in one. None of them know what they're running from. Was it just too far to fall for a little paper doll? It's about her. So
now that's terrible.
Now I know John Mayer is not stainless either. John Mayer has done some, and said some very bad things, and he's apologized for them. And his music career has taken he had a couple albums after that where I was like, man, this is good. This is John Mayer music again. And then he's just kind of gotten really goofy and old.
Let me give context for the listeners here.
Okay.
Lane loves his music and loved it well before there was any you know, T-Swift connection to it. Am I right? You've always been a fan of his stuff.
And John Mayer, love him.
Yeah.
And he was inspired to play guitar by my first love of movies, which was Back to the Future, when Marty McFly shreds up there and sings Johnny Be Good. He saw that as a kid and thought, yeah, I want to play guitar. Didn't start as a singer either. He only played guitar. But so anyway, yeah, I mean, like, and that you could say that whole thing. I mean, like, John Mayer did the same thing with Katy Perry, essentially, although they were much more amicable afterwards. I don't think they wrote songs about each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I can't help myself. I'm Team John, dude. Like, Sarah and I, he's, like, kind of our, if you had to boil down our shared music, it's John Mayer's at the root of it.
Yeah.
Like, even our kids, like, when he said this, when she was, like, I don't know, two, she asked to listen to John Mayer Soup.
Okay.
And we were like, what's John Mayer Soup? She's like, you know, John Mayer Soup. And so we still say, when we're like, how about some John Mayer Soup on a Saturday morning? Like, we'll play John Mayer songs. Okay, so you're thinking Faramir? I think that's a good call for...
Yeah, for Travis.
For Travis. He's an honorable man. He would sit down cross-legged and look the hobbits right in the eyes and say, you know, I wouldn't take the ring if it lay by the wayside.
Yep.
And so are you backing off of the Eowyn thing? Is that something I put in your mind? You're saying Galadriel.
No, I think actually more now that you say, you see, because we know. Because
do they have to tie up like that? Because then you could almost go Gimli and Galadriel.
Oh, for sure you could. You could for sure do that. Like something unattainable. Like, I mean, it seems like, I mean, Gimli does get the three hairs, three golden hairs, right? So that works out. So good for him, right? I mean,
how much is that worth?
These are the three gifts?
Maybe that's an allusion to the third, or a prophecy for the third championship the Chiefs are going to win this year.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's all because of Taylor.
Wow. Have you seen people breaking down, like, the numbers analogy with, like, 87 and how 87 fits into her songs and the number of songs on her albums?
No.
And
I love numerology, though. That stuff's my favorite. Like, remember when I was telling you about athletes the other day? You're like, hey, name this athlete. I was like, I could name any athlete's number, essentially. Yeah. Any well-known. And you're like, well, so and so. I'm literally 5, 4, 7, 10, 35, and 28, and 8, and 7.
You've always been a numbers guy. I love numbers.
I'm into it. Yeah,
power three on this podcast for a long time. So, I would say Gimli, sure, fair, and then with Taylor being Galadriel, or if you're going to go Faramir and Eowyn, then that means this is it for Taylor. This is the long one right here. This is going to go the distance.
Okay, let me.
We're gonna have a fantasy style wedding. You know, they're going to go ahead and it's going to happen, right? She's going to be married and
can I ask you a question though? Because I have an answer. So I'll ask you this of Taylor. You ask me this of John.
All right.
Do you think she'll ever have just the one? Do you think she'll marry someone and it will be just that one?
Great question. I'm an optimist, you know. I'm always that's who I am. I'm always gonna say, I always want to put those good vibes out there, and I want to be like, there's no way Taylor does. But it also comes down to what she wants. If she doesn't want that, maybe, you know, I don't know people's personal interest. I mean, here's the thing. I'm a recent international traveler. All right, so I've been over to Germany I've been over to Europe, and I know that ain't everybody's cup of tea. All right, what America has this whole ideal sort of thing.
And, right, true. Yeah.
You know, this old church boy had to wake up for a second and go out there and say, "Wow, all right, things done a little different around here." I don't know. All of her songs seem to indicate that she is, you know, was heartbroken over the years, and then she's also got really great songs about true love and things that feel really good and good friendships and stuff. So I would say, if I just, you know, spitball, absolutely. Yeah.
She'd definitely have to change her genre of music, I think, if she did settle down. They'd have to shift to, like you said, pretty much like love song. Maybe not, though, I guess. But,
you know, Ed Sheeran.
Less writes, material.
Ed Sheeran, though, writes a lot. Have you ever listened to Ed much?
Because they're buddies, right?
Yeah, he writes a lot of really good love songs, a really good emotional stuff, and he's locked down, but he writes about past things, you know, being out drinking, bars, things where he went wrong, missteps,
or imagining things, probably. Even I mean, I guess they're creative, so that's not like it would be that difficult, but
so what do you
John Mayer, so John Mayer, I told Sarah for a long time, I'm like, I don't think he's ever, I mean, he's almost 50, dude.
Is he really?
He was born in 77, so whatever that makes him,
going on 45, 50,
close, 70? Yeah. Yeah, he's like mid-40s.
Yeah.
Which isn't, I mean, anymore it's not that big of a deal, obviously. 50. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. I've, like, because he has this really memorable line in one of his songs. He says he'll get married just once.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work out, he'll give her half of her stuff.
Okay.
Is the line. And so I'm
has
like,
he been
man,
married?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about
it. He's never been, no, he's okay. never been married. And I think that he's pretty, like, old school that way. Like, he's just going to, because his parents, I think his parents went through a divorce and it, like, was very, I mean, like it is for most kids. It was, like, a traumatic thing for him. And he like, I think he said if he gets married, he's only going to do it one time.
Yeah.
So, okay. But I don't know, man. I see him as like a guy who he's almost like way too cerebral for his own good. Like he's like almost overly thoughtful. Like he thinks about thinking. And then I think he's got a lot of like anxiety that's built into that. And so I wonder if he would like find the one. And then my theory has always been like it's got to be a normal person for him. I think if he was with a celebrity, because I mean he's dated like Jennifer Aniston. He's dated Jessica Simpson. He's dated so many Katy Perry, like so many big time popular celebrity women, and it never works out for him. And I'm always like, I wonder if he just needs to find like someone who's not famous, like a normal girl, like to ground him, because he's a very normal dude too.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure when I say a normal dude who's a celebrity, I mean like he hasn't.
No, I know
he's definitely a celeb, but he hasn't like leaned in. He's not like someone who's gone off the rails or like is an egomaniac. I don't think anyway. I think he does have struggles with ego, but he talks about it too. So I don't know if that makes you a true egomaniac. It at least makes you a self-aware egomaniac, which I guess might be. I don't even know what that would be. That might be like a paradox,
you know,
but.
What you know? What's a crazy thing is that like these celebrities have all the whole world talking about them and their lives
it's
stuff.
Weird,
you know?
Man.
It's so crazy because it's like weird. I'm like cool about it when it's just like fantasy characters like like you know Faramir and Eowyn, right. Let's go, man. Royals.
They're real people. Yeah,
it's just a little
it's weird.
It's a little crazy.
It's kind of creepy. And the older you get to, it becomes creepy because you have that awareness. You're like they take a dump in the morning too, and they, you know, they get gassy when they fly, and they
absolutely.
Have allergies, and you know they have fears, and
right.
As a kid, you look at celebrities and you really deify them. Like I think about Michael Jordan, right? As a kid, not to bring up the Bulls again, here I go,
Chicago guy.
Here I go, baby. But it's like Michael Jordan had this thing. When I read Rebound, it was very evident. And then even there's a scene in The Last Dance, and then something that he would say. He was like, when I was in a crowd, I would look around and I would see a father and a son. And I think this was after he lost his dad too.
Yeah.
But he was like, I would look at them and wonder, you know, if they had any idea how much I would give to trade places with them. To just be a regular guy. Because he couldn't go. When Michael Jordan probably even, she could probably go around now because no one recognizes people over the age of like 50. But he couldn't go anywhere. Like, he was hounded. He was the first international sports star. Like, he could not go anywhere in peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And that messed with him bad. I mean, like, think about, like, if, you know, we couldn't just go out to the store or the gas station right now without being like, dude, can I get a picture? Can I get a, can you sign this? Can you sign, are you? Like, that would be annoying.
Can I say, personally, though, I've actually had, I was even just at the LeakyCon thing, right? And just different stuff.
Yeah.
And you're walking past people, and I'm like, I'm not walking over and talking to them. I see him right there. He's with his family. Like, I'm not going to go over and do that. I don't know. I mean, other than just like, the most I could do is sort of a shout, like, hey, you know, Elijah, we love you, man. Oh, give up, whatever, you know, something. I don't even know if I would do that. But I'm just sort of like, leave him alone. He's doing his thing. I'm going to go and watch his panel. And I just feel like, I never had posters in my room. I never had any of that stuff. You know, I never, I guess this is how I was raised. I would just, you know, if you asked me who like, I knew songs. I knew the lyrics to
songs. You don't know who Michael Jackson
is? Like, seriously, that's a real thing. And so I think, like, I wasn't raised to kind of, like,
deify people.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I couldn't watch a lot of TV, and I feel like I, you know, some people used to joke that I was Amish, but I mean, I definitely, you know, we had electricity in the house, but anyway.
I think that's a good way to be like raised, though. I mean, like, because it's, I don't know, you like pin all these weird emotions and hopes on other people.
What if they let you down? They're a terrible person.
I have trepidations too. Like, I don't know, like, if I would ever want to meet, like, it was so awesome meeting Billy Boyd, but it was like, yeah, just kind of spur, it was a crazy spur of the moment thing, and right, he's such a lovely, like, human being, but I don't know, like, would I want to meet Viggo Mortensen? I don't know that I would, like, I'm afraid that it would be like something would happen, or I would be an idiot or something. Like, I made two mistakes of approaching people who were famous, or, like, you know, there were a sports guy and a music guy, and they were the most cringy, awkward things. And I've done a lot of cringy, awkward things. But they, I won't even talk about them on an episode. They were so bad, dude. So bad. And it made me just realize, like, Lane, if you see a famous person, just look from afar. Like, admire from a distance, and just keep it in that lane. But, right. Okay. Yeah. So if I'm thinking of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in Middle Earth, I've got mine.
Come on now, son.
I've got mine. Okay. So, In keeping along with my role as the bad guy, I'm going to have to say that Taylor Swift is Annatar.
Wow.
And that Travis Kelce is Celebrimbor.
Wow, dude.
I think we are going to see Celebrimbor on a, by Travis Kelce, metaphorically, on a pike. Being used as a banner for the glorification of, the Dark Lord. I don't know. I mean, I just think...
Unbelievable.
I think he's her next big song. But somebody said, it was Kyle, a friend of ours, posted, I can't help but think that, you know, in a year's time, we're going to be listening to Taylor Swift's next hit, Loose Ends. Instead of Tight End. And I'm just like, wow.
Oh, my, stop. Oh,
that's
my.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's brilliant. The title. That's the title of the album.
Yeah.
And track number one is called 87. You know, it's like, gosh.
That's
dude. The title. Holy. It's unbelievable. Oh, I mean, okay, so I get you there. You
it's know, captivating.
He's corrupted, essentially. He's corrupted by, I mean, we see the downfall of Travis Kelce because she's Annatar and comes in and.
In all seriousness, though, I hope they have a good time. Like, I hope that they really do fall in love.
I hope this
and they
is
have
for fun and spectacle. I really hope they're just having like a heyday and saying, hey, maybe it's a time where they both were like single. I don't know. There's some stuff. I don't get into all the like his ex, her ex. I don't know where don't they're. Know. I have no freaking clue. Nor do I care. It's fine. It's their own personal thing. But you know,
here we are talking about them.
Them.
One of my favorite things I've seen, though, is like the shot from the last game, and Taylor Swift's in the box, and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are right next to her, and someone's like, if I ever again hear a cutaway where they're talking about Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds is two people over and they don't call him out by name, I'm switching the TV off and never turning back on. I was like, wow, that's a diehard Ryan Reynolds fan. Like that's a Deadpool person for sure.
That's a Green Lantern Deadpool connection.
Yeah.
That's a diehard because, how do you not mention he's on screen? Like, I mean,
there were so many celebrities. I mean, there was like Anthony from Queer Eye was up there. Oh my God, there were so many people. I was like, this is nuts because they were in New York. It was against the Jets in the Meadowlands. So
could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers would have been out there playing? This was
He showed up.
The theories. Oh, really?
I know he showed up because he knew he was going to get more. Like, he's like, I can't have Taylor and Travis taking all the attention. Aaron Rodgers, to me, he might be Morgoth. Like, that's who he would be.
Okay. Yeah.
To me, he's the most annoying football player who's ever lived. Only reason he has a Super Bowl is because of Charles Woodson, my boy, and that Packers defense. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, all I'm going to say is that I'll take a Morgoth on my fantasy team anytime because Morgoth racks up some boys, baby. He definitely has the yards.
Have you seen the video clip where it's like this is so bad because he got injured. So please, someone else made this though. But it's like 2023 highlight reel for Aaron Rodgers, and it shows him running out with the flag, and that's it.
Oh, God.
Like, the first game, he ran out with the flag, but because he played four plays, and there was no...
It's so... Hey, yeah, we're going good bad here today. He's going to come back with a fury. They say it's hard to come back from, but he's going to come back from it. Watch him.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, on a good note, Taylor, Travis, we wish you guys all the best. And,
blessings. Blessings, guys. Blessings and love. Thoughts again, and prayers.
Yeah. Travis, you're an Ohio guy, so I don't mean to rub the – I'm not trying to rub your nose in the dirt or anything with the whole Taylor –
Let's beat you to it. Yep.
Beat you to it.
Show us your pants, Travis. Show us your pants.
If they ain't signed, I got a pair. I mean, I'll
what if tomorrow – what if tomorrow on Fanatics – What if tomorrow on Fanatics there's a game-used pair of Travis Kelce football pants signed by Taylor Swift? What if?
I got to get this episode up ASAP. Just so
ASAP.
You know what
just
I mean?
So we can have it out
Tag
there.
Him
yes. Yeah.
I do think they're both amazing. Like, no one's listened to this far. Like, we always, Lane and I always say, we always bury stuff late in our episodes that's redeeming, but then everyone's already heard all the bad in the front. They're like, these guys, you know, negative review. I do think both of them,
negative review.
Yeah. When I found out it was Travis Kelce, I was like, I love this dude. Good dude. Always would fantasy. Like, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yep.
Like, Taylor, of all the, you know, looking back over her boyfriends, or not that I know them all. I have no idea. But all I remember was Taylor, what's his name? Taylor Leitner? Latner? Leitner?
Lautner. Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know. See,
they dated?
Really does not know. Yeah, man. They were in a movie together called Valentine's
Taylor
Day.
Taylor Squared? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. Taylor Squared. And It was a werewolf
Forgot
moment.
About that.
It was a,
that's
you know,
Twilight in real life.
She wrote a song about him, and it was like he was very kind and very whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever the song comes out about Travis Kelce or whatever, it's going to be really good. It's going to be a really good one. So he's a good dude. So.
Well, this episode has been brought to you by Taylor Swift's future album, entitled "Loose End," with debut single 87, storming the field. We want to thank you guys for taking in the night breeze with us. We'll see you next time. And remember, don't stop sniffing.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.